For starters, in a nutshell, can you give a description about how the county executive form of government works compared to what Champaign County has now?
So right now, the county board elects a county board chairperson basically through the political parties. Once they are elected to office by their district, then it's selected from within. County executive is different in terms of it is a countywide position elected by the voters of Champaign County. This individual has the ability to set the agenda, to set a budget, to basically oversee the overall operations of the county on a daily basis.
Well, only one county in Illinois has a county executive right now. Of course, other counties around the country do. But why do you think Champaign County would be better off with a county executive form?
So one county does have it, and then there are two other counties that have a county chair position that is very similar. So they don't call it a county executive, so there are three counties total: Will, Payne, and McHenry.
And these are all fairly populous collar counties. Why should Champaign County join that number?
You know, we're a state in crisis, and we have a county board that's been stuck in neutral. And we really need to try something different so that we can move forward on some issues that we've been talking about for a long time in this community.
What sort of issues in particular?
The two that I think most people are familiar with are obviously the county nursing home and also the facilities, the general facilities of the county. There have been long-time maintenance issues with a lot of the facilities. We have the jail issue as well. And then, you know, the county board is responsible for a lot of infrastructure in the community. Whoever gets elected to the position is going to have to be a consensus builder. And I don't think that we have anybody in a position right now, because it's very partisan politics. I don't think we have anybody in position right now who is working to build consensus within the county board itself. And so whoever is in this position, they're going to have to spend time working with both sides of the aisle to bring consensus to the issue and moving it forward.
Do you feel that an elected county executive could make firmer decisions? There would still be an elected county board to contend with, but do you think that more would get done one way or another?
So in order for somebody to get elected to this position, they have to basically appeal to all voters. I mean, they're going to have to appeal to our rural constituents, our urban constituents, and they're not going to be able to do this without some sort of agenda or platform. They're going to have to say, we're going to tackle this, 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 and this, and this is how I propose we do it. So first of all, by doing that, we have some sort of vision laid out in terms of how we handle things and how we move forward. Also, the county board continues to function the way that they do. They vote on issues. But what this does is it gives the county administrator basically becomes the tiebreaker. The county executive position also then has veto power. And so if we get into a situation where we're stuck in neutral, we have somebody who can veto, and it doesn't strip the county board of overriding that veto. It just requires 3/5 of the board to then override and then go back and start over with some discussion. But right now, we just don't have resolution to issues that have been ongoing for several years.
I'm thinking of a particular issue right now, and you brought it up, but we're speaking here on a Thursday morning, the morning that of the day of the evening that the county board will be looking at recommendations from the Champaign County Nursing Home Board, which include, on one end, a tax increase proposal, but bringing that tax increase to the voters, and then a proposal, a recommendation against selling the nursing home, as some have suggested. How do you think that would be handled differently under a county executive form?
Well, whoever gets elected to the position is going to have to be a consensus builder. And I don't think that we have anybody in a position right now, because it's very partisan politics. I don't think we have anybody in position right now who is working to build consensus within the county board itself. And so whoever is in this position, they're going to have to spend time working with both sides of the aisle to bring consensus to an issue, or bring consensus to the issue and moving it forward.
If this system is approved by the voters and comes into place, what happens to the current county administrator position? Does it go away, or does it become someone who answers to perhaps the county executive?
Well, that becomes really the decision of the county board at that point. It's conceivable that a county executive would want to have a chief of staff position, somebody that can help to execute some daily activities. It could be that the new county administrator might decide that he's interested in running for the county executive form of government, and if that's the case, we certainly would want to talk with him. So it really does become a decision of the county board and on what that structure then looks like.
Laura Weiss, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.